Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Your World. Today we are now speaking to Brother Zakir Mayat, who is the chairman of the Media Review Network. And we're talking to him with regards to a tribute to Mahroom Ibrahim Vouda, who used to be with the Media Review Network as well. So we're talking about his life and legacy, inshallah. Brother Zakir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shukran for giving me the opportunity to participate in this program this afternoon.
Afwan. Well, we're looking at a man who has a great stature in the society, and I think he's contributed to several different parts of society as well. Reading through the biography of Brother Ibrahim Qasim Vouda that was prepared by Suraya Dadu from the MRN, it is quite a glowing one. So I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about him. I mean, you've worked with him for a while. How would you describe him?
I think what is very important to note is that the leadership of the Media Review Network over the last 6 to 8 years is a very young leadership. It was myself and Dr. Aisha Soni who had taken up the position of chair and vice chair. And therefore, we were in a prime position to be the recipients of the knowledge and wisdom that Uncle Ibrahim Vouda had to dispense to us. So over the many years that we've worked together, he has been a pillar, who has been a father figure, has been a mentor, he has been a friend and companion, always very clear on his advice. Dr. Aisha Soni wrote a tribute this afternoon, and she shared it amongst the Media Review Network colleagues, and she says something very clearly there. She says that Uncle Ibrahim has this ability to be stern but gentle in the same breath. Mm-hmm. He was very clear on his principles, and one thing that he always told us, he said, never lose sight of the real issue. And the issue for him was always within the political sphere was Zionism. He had always demonstrated a great amount of courage.
Yes.
I was speaking to another colleague, a brother Ziad Patel, who's an attorney, and mm-hmm. Uncle Ibrahim and brother Ziad were traveling to a resistance conference in Beirut, but they had to travel from Doha to Beirut, and at the time Syrian air defenses were very active because they were tracking Israeli planes, and there was a tangible risk of them being shot out of the air. And at the time, ISIS had just bombed the hotel where they were supposed to be staying a month earlier. So had Uncle Ibrahim been there a month earlier, he would have been a shaheed in that explosion. So Uncle Ibrahim was fearless. He took those steps. He went to these places. He met the resistance leaders. He met the brothers and sisters on the ground. He was in Sabra and Shatila. And this is the legacy that Uncle Ibrahim leaves for us. It's one of bravery, one of commitment. And he was not one to always be in the limelight. He would be the one in the background doing the difficult work. Mm-hmm. And he never asked for any acknowledgement or praise. But today, indeed, we see it from different quarters, from the brothers in Lebanon, Palestine, from London, as far as New Zealand, all sending tributes. Various individuals, numerous individuals within Al-Muqawwam al-Islamiyah have all sent tributes and condolences, and are making khatams throughout the world. And that is the true honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon Uncle Ibrahim, to grant him maut on the day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, and also for him to fall to COVID-19. And we know that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true and haq. Through the Rasulullah's words, he said that those that are afflicted by plague and those who fall to chest ailments and illnesses will be considered as shuhada. Mm-hmm. So indeed, that is what we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive Uncle Ibrahim for any of the shortcomings, but to accept him as a shaheed for those who take this path and fight against injustice as valiantly as Uncle Ibrahim Vouda had done so. Then the only thing that you strive for is to be viewed as a martyr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Uncle Ibrahim was granted on this day of Yawm al-Jum'ah. So it's a terrible loss. I've been oscillating between moments where I'm fine and moments where you just break down. Mm-hmm. And this has been the sentiments across the elder leadership, Uncle Iqbal Jassar, Dr. Firoz Osman, and then the younger ones such as myself and Dr. Aisha Soni. We've all finding it very difficult, to be totally honest, to try and process this, even though we knew Uncle Ibrahim was quite ill.
Mm-hmm. He, rahimahullah, obtained a degree in physiology and zoology, but he ended up in world global politics. Do you know what maybe pushed him in that direction?
Well, I think the thing with politics and more than politics is justice. That is something that always resides in the heart, and it is always just a spark that just is placed into the chest of an individual, and then you enter the cause. Uncle Ibrahim has never spoken much about his formative years, but what we do know is that Uncle Ibrahim was from Barberton, and he always held Barberton very close to his heart, and his political education would have begun there. Mm. What we know of Uncle Ibrahim would be from the experience that I have of the last 8 years. And what we have seen is that Uncle Ibrahim is a very seasoned politician, is a very seasoned analyst. And this indicates to us that his roots did not only start here. And we know that his work was not only just Media Review Network and politics. He was also the headmaster at the Tshwane Muslim School, as well as the Apex Academy in Auckland Park. So numerous sides to Uncle Ibrahim. And I think each one would have a different story to tell about the brilliant work that Uncle Ibrahim did in the various fields that he touched.
Mm-hmm. So Uncle Ibrahim Rahimullah used to be a guest here on the Africa Report, and he used to speak a lot on Palestine from time to time, and, you know, other topics as well. But where did his passion actually lie? Which, was there a single, you know, country or single cause that may have been his passion?
I think the issue of Palestine was very close to the heart of Uncle Ibrahim. And at every meeting and at every assessment forum, he would raise this point with us. And even now, today, I looked through some of the video footage, and Uncle Ibrahim speaks of the issue of Zionism. And he viewed this as the root of all the problems. And we see this extending its tentacles through to Kashmir, to Myanmar, to the African continent as well. Mm-hmm. So his passion was definitely about fighting Zionism and the ills of Zionism, this concept of superiority that existed within Zionism and brutality that existed there. So yes, the heart is Palestine, our heart is Palestine, but naturally the oppression that is in Palestine extends to various countries and domains such as Kashmir, Myanmar, and the African continent as well.
So what life lessons did you personally learn from Uncle Ibrahim Wouda Rahimullah?
Uncle Ibrahim Wouda, there are numerous, but I'd like to just touch on a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say very simply, to be honest, to be humble, to do the best that you can do regardless of what position you hold, and to always stand up for truth and justice, even if it means endangering yourself. And that we didn't hear just by a lecture or talk. That was what Uncle Ibrahim taught us through example.
Mm-hmm.
And the many youth that came through his hands in the various schools, as well as Media Review Network, these were the lessons that Uncle Ibrahim taught us. And we can only do justice to his memory if we continue to take these lessons forward, inshallah.
Inshallah. So looking at his life, what was his legacy, and what will he be remembered for mostly, do you think?
I will take from an interview this morning, and I shared the platform with a brother of mine, Mohammed Desai, of mm-hmm. Africa for Palestine, and he said something, and it also reminded me that Uncle Ibrahim had this incredibly friendly nature. He would be able to converse with anyone and everyone, regardless of age, regardless of status. I would see Uncle Ibrahim conversing with ambassadors and prime ministers. But he would have the same type of a conversation with students and those that are much younger than us. And he would afford those individuals the same respect as he would a dignitary or head of state or an ambassador. Mm-hmm. He was incredibly humble. He was incredibly friendly. And that is what we take from Uncle Ibrahim. His legacy was that he was a human being, that he understood the meanings of truth, justice, kindness, and friendliness. And that is something that we find absent in the world today. We are so caught up in our own issues. We are caught up in our own stresses that we fail sometimes to even give a fellow human being a smile. And we know Rasulullah ﷺ said that even a smile is charity.
Yes.
So these are the small things that we remember of Uncle Ibrahim. But the legacy that he leaves was that he was an excellent headmaster. He was a brilliant researcher and analyst. And more than that, he was a excellent mentor, and he was an exemplary human being. And that is the legacy that Uncle Ibrahim leaves, not only for those in Media Review Network, but those outside of the circles as well.
Inshallah. If you had to remember a little anecdote or a story about him that would bring a smile to your face, what would it be?
I think the one that I actually brought up this morning, I was thinking about it, was I attended a conference with Uncle Ibrahim, and it was a MENA conference, so it was the Middle East and Africa. And this was now early in the Syrian conflict, and the organizers had a broad spectrum of individuals, and included in that spectrum were those from what we would consider IS individuals that were perpetuating that thought and that thought process in the political forum. And Uncle Ibrahim was utterly fearless, and I would never forget that moment where he stood up and he challenged them, and everyone was afraid of doing so. And he stood up and he stood his ground and said, but this is the case, what do you have to answer for it? And I think that left a lasting impression on me, that you always stand up for truth and justice, even if it's not in your interest, even if it may seem that others are not on your side, you stand up for what you believe in. You stand up for truth, justice, and haq. Do not ever betray your principles. So yes, it was a fond memory of Uncle Ibrahim, because I got to see a very strong side of him, but I also learned a very valuable lesson, and these are lessons that I will carry with me throughout my life, inshallah.
Inshallah. Brother Zakir, jazakallah khair. I think that was a wonderful tribute to him as well. You know, people who know him, I had very little contact with him as such. I've interviewed him a few times and spoken to him over the phone. So alhamdulillah, from as you said, one thing I realized about him was that he was a very, very a people's person, very friendly, very caring and concerned about others. And that came through in his chats to me, on WhatsApp and telephone calls that I had with him. So alhamdulillah, may Allah grant him Jannah, may he expand his qabr and fill it with light. Ameen.
Ameen. And shukran for the opportunity.
Afwan, you're most welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.